weekend, there were 22 shot. Disgraceful. I had to watch the parents of the 8-year-old that I found nauseating.
8-year-old girl is killed, struck by a bullet intended for someone else.
WGN's Rob Snead is live at Stroger Hospital with that story. Rob.
That little girl was shot in the head, and she ended up here at Stroger Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Now, tonight I spoke with community activist Andrew Holmes. He told me he had the chance to speak with the girl's family, her parents, and he said that they told her, that they told him.
Andrew Holmes is a wonderful man from all appearances. He's at every shooting. It's disgusting and despicable. And the media has spun it to where she wasn't the intended target. So what? So what? We've got 152 people have been shot by somebody who was let out of jail, what, 72 hours before for gun charges? The problem is the Democrats wake up and put away the criminals instead of incentivizing them. I'm not the only one that's really pissed off. Matt Rosenberg, he's also pissed off. Matt Rosenberg is an author, and I'm sure he didn't mean it this way, but he released an article that was addressing this very topic, and then the 8-year-old died. Matt Rosenberg, thank you for joining me. How are you?
Sean, my pleasure. Good to be with you again.
Matt Rosenberg, I have you on, and I've had you on since I filled in, and I like you. I really do. Mm-hmm. And we know the answer. Put away the scum. Not gun control, scum control. And until you do that, I'm going to have you on continuously, and we're going to get old together. It's going to be like my wife. We're going to get old together. We're going to know the same problems. We're going to agree on the cure. Why is it that so many political pimps and whores in the city of Chicago, that has now become a sewer of Chicago, refuse to put the right castor oil in the right mouth?
I've probably said this before to your listeners, Sean. I think it goes back to the universities. There's no way that today's politicians, because of how they've been educated, there's no way they can hold blacks and Latinos accountable. It makes them too uncomfortable. Even black politicians have white guilt. That's how it is now. You know, it's getting out of control.
I see Andrew Holmes. I hear Cory Booker. I see these righteous people. I don't think, oh, my God, he's a black man. He's a man that wants a cure. Just like the kids that want a cure. Instead, they're put into these prison camps. We pretend our schools. And you keep upping the ante on how much money we're going to waste rather than making the good people safe, which is what the answer is. So I say we throw them all out and let's put Andrew Holmes in charge. Let's make him the district attorney, because there's a guy who's not only a reverend, he knows what the cure is, and it isn't letting the scum back out on the street in hours.
I'd like to see a challenger to Kim Fox the next time around for Cook County State's attorney who can beat her in the Democratic primary. There was a woman named Donna, I think her last name was Moore, a very strong, viable candidate. She didn't make it. The Republican got squashed. I talked to a guy in Englewood about this, a black guy who lost his own 16-year-old daughter to ridiculous violence, to gangbangers. She just happened to be in the wrong place. And he was appalled at black-on-black violence, but I asked him, this is just before the election in November 2020, I said, who are you going to vote for? What do you think of Kim Fox? And he said, I'd give her a C+, which I thought was
then
generous.
He deserves to live where he lives.
He said, I'll still vote for her.
Yeah, then you
and
deserve
so
it.
So there's this congenital inability in the black community to vote against the black candidate. And it's like, how can that be? Because at the same time, we have plenty of people who are very conscious, very awake, woke in the right way in black Chicago. And they're saying, this is crazy what's going on. And parents have to do their job. And people have to be held accountable. But come election day, they won't step up. So I don't know. What do you do, Sean?
Well, Matt, you got to attack the money. Because on top of the problem, you've got money. You've got money from people that like the chaos because they're financially rewarded from it. You've got, and I know it's a talking point now to say George Soros, but the reality is George Soros is a face to the evil cartel that has found a way to profit from the collapse of our society. And they have thrown billions into races, and they pick their favorite moron, their most likable fraud, and they put them in front of the camera and they make them fat and rich. And until that system changes, Matt, There are not a good enough people who have such disregard for money to beat the corrupt who love it among us. And I think until we attack the money as a people, not a Democrat, not a Republican, not a black or brown or white or red, but as simply right and wrong, and get this corrupt money out of our politics, we're going to continue to make multimillionaires out of the scum among us who are destroying our society.
Well, you're talking about a public education project, which I like, based in part on surfacing campaign spending data. I think we need to surface some other things. We need to say their names, names like Tomiko Talbert, one of two black working mothers, one of two hairdressers murdered in cold blood in mid-January on the south side of Chicago. She was a mother of six, worked hard her whole life, gunned down at like 4:30 or 5 in the morning as she was looking for parking so she could handle some appointments with early bird customers. Here's a woman with a work ethic, with six kids, and this is how her life ends. Then there was another hairdresser, and this was at 74th and Vincennes, right near where I had done some field research for my book and dived into what's going on the south side. A young woman named Derrica Patrick, 29, mother of one, pregnant with another kid, gunned down in cold blood on the south side. And, where does it stop? Where does it stop? And we get bogus numbers. We get junk math from our politicians. I can go into that a little bit. We get nothing but evasion. And I think in the end, though, Sean, here's the thing. Yeah, and the words pissed off are in the title of my book. You're pissed off. I'm pissed off. A lot of people are pissed off, but we have to be more than that. We have to actually find candidates and educate the public. And data is part of that. And it's not just outreach. Some people don't like the word outreach, and I get it. I mean, Republicans, Sean, I feel, they have to actually show up on the south side, not just after the latest shooting. They have to show up and advocate for career training in the construction trades and for auto mechanics. They have to advocate for vouchers through the state, school vouchers in Springfield. You know, we got a lot of work to do if we want to turn this around.
You're there, and you've been doing research, you've been doing work for years. Years you've been there, and you've been doing this. And you now have a system where 300,000 minority families have moved out of Chicago because they've come to the realization that it is easier and safer to get your kids out of there than try to change this clearly corrupted system. And now we know what the cure is, but the medicine at this stage of the game to advocate for these types of things in a climate where there's better representation for the gangbangers and the drug dealers than there are for the victims.
That's right.
Do you not think that at this point the federal government should come in and prosecute the corrupt politicians who clearly are creating policy to protect predators and re-victimize victims like Kim Fox? I really think that she's going to win for as long as that money flows in and she can run commercials, because she has a knack of spinning lies. After all, you're in a state that elected a name that is synonymous with Madigan. Synonymous. Mike Madigan and the Pritzker family have been hand in glove for 50 years. Yet the people of Illinois put in the heiress, the necklace, J.B. Pritzker, and they will again, in my opinion. So at this point, until federal government starts to recognize right and wrong and prosecute the corrupt politicians, can we really turn it around without that?
Well, I don't know. But they're not going to do that, Sean, as attractive as that might sound. So there's really no choice but to get the work at the grassroots level. And I think it starts in 2022 with state legislative races in the collar counties. You know just as well as I do that the stage is set very often in Springfield. We've got, for instance, a moratorium on a closure of failing empty Chicago schools. That's because the Chicago Teachers Union got the Democratic majority in both chambers to add that on to an education bill last year. We've got all kinds of crazy stuff coming out of Springfield. The right of the teachers to strike, you know, if they've got a hangnail, that comes out of Springfield. So you've got to take back the collar counties. And the thing is, yeah, you know, very soon, like in 10 years, the next census numbers won't be so rosy for Chicago. Our population went up a tiny bit because of all the Latinos and Asians moving here. But, you know, they're going to go to Elgin and Waukegan and other places, particularly and DuPage County, particularly as the violence spirals ever upward. So, Matt, you know, at some point, it's going to flip around.
Man, you're among your friends who are living in this. Mm-hmm. You're living in this. Mm-hmm. The reality is this has come to your neighborhood, the carjackings, the robbery, the mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the story that we're going to spend $2.3 or $2.1 billion to move the red line and all this nonsense, are your friends who probably up until now have been Democrats, are they at the point where they say enough is enough and they start looking in the suburbs themselves? Or are they like you and they want to put up the fight and have some optimism? Where does it fall when you talk amongst your own clique?
You know, some people are safe enough and feel well enough in their cocoon, even if they like live in Edgewater, you know, or on Marine Drive. I know people in Chicago and they're like, yeah, it's bad, but, you know, so long as I don't take a bullet or get carjacked, I like Chicago and I'm going to hang in there. Now, how much they're going to do to change things, I don't know. Probably not too much. What I hear from a lot of other people is, hey, I already left, man. I live in Tennessee now and I hated to leave because I love the place. So, you know, we're going to reach maybe a breaking point and we're going to bottom out. I know smart people who articulate that theory. My question is always, how will we know when we bottomed out? If this isn't bottoming out in 2021.
How much lower can we go? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we really have to take it back. The thing is, Sean, and I saw this down at 75th and Vincennes when I went to talk to local merchants and when I went to Englewood. There are success stories. And the fact is the miscreants are only 5 to 10% of the population. So what we need to do, along with shining light on the Soros money and the other money coming into people like Pritzker and the Democratic majority in Springfield, we need to shine a light on success stories, and we need to shine a light on real data. You know, when they say that most cases referred for prosecution are being prosecuted, that's very imprecise. A lot of them are dropped later. And then, too, there are lousy plea deals. We need a database. And when Tim Evans says that almost everyone let out early due to bail reform before trial does not reoffend, you know, I mean, it's like only 31% of murders in Chicago even result in an arrest and only 4% of shootings. So we got a huge unknown X factor, and we need to publicize that kind of stuff and track the real outcomes. So there's a lot of work to do on the education front. Maybe, Sean, just maybe, that turns it around or helps.
I love it. Matt Rosenberg, where can the people go to find your book, and where can they go to read your articles?
Absolutely. To find my book, What Next Chicago, Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son, folks should go directly to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's online only. And to read my stuff, they can go to chicagoschooled.com. Or to tell you the truth, I've been doing an awful lot of writing on Facebook lately. So just look for Matt Rosenberg
Facebook.
On Facebook.
I'll do it for you, but I hate that damn Facebook. But for you, I'll do it when I look at boats and whatnot. That's the only thing I use that Facebook for. But I will tell you, I feel free to please use my tagline. We need more scum control, not gun control. Thank you, Matt Rosenberg. You know I love when you come on, friend of the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean. It was a pleasure once again.
We'll be back with your calls and comments after this.